They were there good to us and they're kind. And they didn't make us feel, which of course we were, from a totally different world. And people like me who came from the country were in a double different world, because it was very urban. And I can remember being terribly shocked by these tenement flats, which had stone stairs. Indeed, their flats now are occupied and really quite nice in Cheltenham with stone stairs, and it's a very practical thing to do because you can keep them clean and all of that. But it wasn't so much just the stone stairs, it was the state of them and the lifts never working and the graffiti and all sorts of things that, you know, well brought up environment one didn't come across. Came across people who were poor, but not in that very deprived way that made you feel, must have made people think, there isn't any hope. What the hell? What does it matter what I do? Because the rest of them are going to go on being like this. And some of the blocks, they're all called buildings. Some of the blocks were known to be blocks where people were thrown out too if they got behind with their rent or had sort of minor criminal records or just disruptive people. So once you were there, I don't know how you ever got out, really. I mean, I would imagine you probably couldn't raise any money, couldn't probably get anything on HP. I mean, that block was sink or state, really, even in those days. And more so, perhaps, because amongst four or five blocks, there would be one block that was like that. So, tough, very tough. You live on the top floor, say five floors, six floors, and you've got a pushchair or a bike, and the lift's not working, and if you leave it downstairs, it'll get nicked. So it's a very tough environment that was new to us, I think.